speaking to Xavier Bogue, just tell me how have you felt after Qatar, and just explain Qatar and Thailand for me.
Yeah, it was two difficult races in Qatar. Each time I crashed at the beginning of each moto and I had to come back. And here was really warm. End of the races was really tough, but I'm quite happy with my speed, because first moto I had a small crash. I start 21, I think, after four laps, and I come back 13. And in second moto I start around 15, and I come back 6 or 7 with MX2 guys. So it was not bad. My speed, I think, is quite good, and it's coming better and better.
Yep. The bike seems good. You're getting good starts. The bike seems really good.
Yeah, when I'm not making a wheelie, we are in front always, so that's really good for the team and for us. And yeah, it helps a lot if you start in front, because there is so many guys who are fighting for top 10, so it's much easier if you are in front straight at the beginning.
You say top 10 is... you're not 100% happy with top 10, but top 10 in MX1 is like maybe top 3 in another class.
Yeah, because many guys come from MX2 each year, and I think everybody is working hard for try to win some places year after year, and so there is a good level.
Having Rui as your teammate, Rui's a good guy. He's also fast. Is that good? Because you're both about the same speed, maybe.
Yeah, and we are always training together. We are living close in Belgium, and so that's good for me, for him, for the team, and we have a good relation with it together. So it's really good for us.
Okay. Super final, that's madness. How have you found the two super finals?
Yeah, it's... you have to fight. You have really to fight, because it's not easy to take a good start. Today I was starting from the 35th gate, so it's not easy. Luckily I took a good start, a quite good start, because I was in top 15 straight. And yeah, you really have to fight, because there is so many guys in front of you, and it's not easy.